This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit OsgoodBank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordonier. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordonier. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. On the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skyler Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, fakes it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen. Great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. CC Borchers down the left side of the lane, flips it up with the left hand, and makes it. Good play.
He is becoming the complete basketball player.
CC Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my, did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping a jump into the lane. Six-footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Loramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Loramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard. And Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome to Pickwick Garbery, Jim. We've got a spectacle for you tonight. It's Fort Loramie Jackson Center, a rematch of last year's sectional championship game here, won on a buzzer beater by the Tigers by 1 point over the Redskins. Jackson Center 23-1 on the year, 11-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League, tying for the league championship. Jackson Center ranked number 3 in the state in the final AP poll. The opponent, the Fort Loramie Redskins, 18-6 on the year, 7-5 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Good enough for a third place tie with Botkins. Should be a very interesting game as Jackson Center beat Fort Loramie twice in the year. Can the Tigers do it a third time, Chuck? It's a rematch of last year's thriller. That's on the minds of the Redskins. They were nipped at the wire, but Jackson Center lost to them twice earlier this season. It's a toss-up, according to some folks in the Fort Loramie camp. Tiger fans think we've got it by 8-10 points. When these two clubs get together, you never, never know. Two of the most successful teams in the Shelby County Athletic League in this tournament.
Oh, absolutely.
In the last 15 to 20 years.
Yep.
I did a study on it, and Jackson Center had a string of 9 of 11 years when head coach Scott Elkert won sectional titles. Corey Britton had 4 in a row. Fort Loramie overall had a streak of 7 of 8, dating back to the last couple years of Coach Ratterman. So in this sectional, these two teams thrive. They'll have to be at their best tonight. You drop your guard, you get beat.
Well, in this tournament, when you get to the finals, you're playing 9 times out of 10, you're playing another Shelby County League team you've played twice.
Yep.
You know they're going to give you a scrap. Last night, we got a glimpse of that. Botkins actually had a 19-14 lead at one point, and then Rougie just turned on the Jets and then pulled away, ended up beating them by 15. But that's what we're going to see tonight. This is going to be, you know, Loramie, undermanned. They're not going to have the same sub pattern as Fort Loramie, but Austin Plyman could be a big key in this thing tonight. Caleb Maurer has to be Caleb Maurer. He kind of got off a little bit in the semis. He got bumped a few times, and he was worrying a little too much about the officiating. He's too good of an athlete. He needs to just play basketball tonight. Ryan Holscher has been playing the best basketball that I've seen him play in like the last month and a half of the season. This kid is really coming on strong.
Jackson Center won the meeting early in the year between the two at the Tigers gym, 50-42. Caleb Maurer had 3 threes, 21 points, kept Fort Loramie in it late. Redskins were down 15 at the end of 3. Nolan Fark had 20 to pace Jackson Center. He had 3 triples in that game. Jace Mullenauer had 15. Lucas Hartle had 8. Ethan Kaiser had 7. He was the second leading scorer for Fort Loramie. Jackson Center won by a dozen in the second meeting at Fort Loramie. Opened up an 8-point lead at halftime, up 12 at the end of 3. Coasted home, won at 49-37. Maurer was limited to 2 buckets, 2 field goals for Caleb Maurer in that second meeting. He did make 7 free throws. Austin Plyman was emerging about that point in time. It was an early second round SCAL game. Plyman had 7 points, 6 rebounds. Mullenauer had 22 for Jackson Center. Lucas Heitkamp had 6. Fort Loramie has struggled offensively here in the tournament, Chuck. What's been the reason for it, you think?
I think they run out of steam. I mean, they can't sub. When they do sub, they've got a couple of guys out there that really aren't offensive threats. They don't really hurt them. They handle the basketball okay, but they're not going to score. That's the difference. When you look at Jackson on the other side, when they sub, they're putting guys out there that can still put the ball in the basket. So, yeah, we're going to be looking at Carter Gasson. We're going to be looking at Maxwell Maurer tonight, 2 JV players that are going to have to play varsity time tonight in the biggest game that they've been in. Jackson, on the other hand, Camden Reese. He was my Okay, I won't call him player of the year because they didn't give me a vote. He is my most valuable player because that kid plays defense, he scores, he rebounds, he does everything for the Tigers.
Yeah, he is a jack of all trades. Camden Reese, a jack of all trades for sure. Love the way he brings the ball down the floor and even facilitates the offense.
Yep, handles the at 6'3", handles the basketball. But you talked about Mullenauer. That kid, would have been co-player of the year. Maybe even try because I got a Caleb Maurer maybe in that mix too. But Nolan Fark can take over a game. We've seen him have terrific shooting nights. And if he has one of those tonight, it could be tough. And Grant Elkert does a great job, plays good defense, rebounds well, and as unorthodox as his release is, the kid can make threes, so you better not leave him alone. And then we drop down to Reed Platfoot. I think he could be a key tonight. The 6'5 sophomore is going to have to go out there, and he's going to have to battle Austin Plyman some for them to be able to, have the game they want to have.
How did these two teams get here in the sectional tournament? Jackson Center held its two opponents, Calvary Christian and Fairlawn, to under 20. Fairlawn had Fort Loramie had a couple of real good quarters against Covington, a couple not so good. Won that game going away with 24. Only tallied 39 against Ansonia, did Fort Loramie. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, Fort Loramie with 42-37 in the regular season against Jackson Center, averaging 39.5 against the Tigers, won't get it done.
I think they're going to have to get to 50 tonight to win the basketball game. Now, I could be wrong. The final score could be 32-28 because I've seen that. But I think that Loramie's going to have to get to 50, I think, to win the basketball game.
These are the two most successful Shelby County Athletic League teams in this Piqua sectional tournament over the last 10 to 12 years. The Jackson Center Tigers, under head coach Scott Elkert, had a string of 9 of 11 years getting sectional titles, or call it now a district semifinal championship. Corey Britton, his first 4 or 5 years, or I should say 4 of his first 5, Redskins won sectional championships a couple years prior to his tenure. Carl Ratterman won 2. Jackson Center has been ousted in the district the last 2 years. Of course, Jackson Center knocked off Fort Loramie here in this sectional last year. You heard highlights of that game.
Yeah, at the end of it was an amazing ending.
Yep, our preliminary, our entree to the broadcast tonight included the basket by Caleb Maurer last year in this contest, which put Fort Loramie ahead with about 10 seconds to go, and then Camden Reese hit the buzzer beater to win it. Don't be surprised if we don't have another photo finish here tonight between the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Jackson Center Tigers.
I think so.
Understand it's a sold-out crowd. They're filing in. Must be stuck out on Garber Road or on the interstate.
Oh, it's starting to be pretty crowded in here.
Yep. 15 minutes or so ago, it was maybe only a third or a fourth full, but it is nearly packed to the rafters at the moment. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight, including 3 from Fort Loramie, who are with us each and every Fort Loramie game only all year long. Dyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. And Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. I said that already. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. We say hello to Nick Fullenkamp at Custom Foam Products. He's a Rushi fan, no doubt listening in tonight. We say hi to Nick. This afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com, Bryant Billing, Chuck McBee, Mike Side, courtside with the microphones, I should say.
I was going to say, we weren't courtside.
About 15, 20 rows up, watching Fort Loramie win easily and Rushi win easily in girls' district titles. And they lock horns in the second game, 8 o'clock tip next Thursday night at Vandalia Butler.
That should be, just like this one, that should be a heck of a basketball game. It's going to be crowded. It's going to be loud. And, I mean, it's going to come down to execution because I think they're pretty much even Steven basketball teams. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze & Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here tonight, there are key building components. Yep, Caleb Maurer has got to get his for Fort Loramie. He needs some help. Maybe from one or both big men, Logan Eilerman and Austin Plyman. Jackson Center relies on its bread and butter. Jace Mullenauer, Nolan Thart, Camden Reese, offensively, defensively. It's a club which can shut you down at the defensive end. Fort Loramie's got to crack it with points here tonight. Key building components for Jackson Center and Fort Loramie. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. A sea of orange across the way. Behind us, a sea of red filling to near capacity as we speak here at Pickwa's Garbage Gym on the campus of Pickwa High School. We've got more in a few minutes when we come back. The Redskins and the Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CN CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, we hope you can hear us all night long. It's going to be raucous. Decibels will be way up. All the way to the top of the meter, no doubt. Here come the Fort Laramie Redskins back onto the floor. Jackson Center Tigers just emerged. Jackson Center 23-1, having won 23 straight, lost the opener, had an 11-point lead at the end of three at Rushi. Jackson Center was beaten 42-41 as the Raiders hit three threes in the last 3.5 minutes. 23-1 by way of record for Jackson Center. Fort Laramie 18-6, winners of 5 of 6. And Fort Laramie went 6-1 against the Midwest Athletic Conference this year. That's tough to do. Several common opponents. Marion Local is one of them. Jackson Center dealt with Marion Local's size very well. Fort Laramie did not. That bodes well for Jackson Center tonight against the bulk, girth, height of Fort Laramie. Both teams played New Bremen late in the year,
yep.
And a 3-overtime win by Jackson Center. Single overtime win by yes. Fort Laramie against the New Bremen Cardinals. These two teams have locked horns with tough opponents along the way. Difficult schedules for sure. We'll see who's making the jump shots earlier on,
right.
Chuck. That'll set the tone offensively. And the Jackson Center, I don't think, has trailed against Fort Laramie this year so far.
Well, yeah, you're right. It's going to come down to who's, you're going to make, each one of these teams going to make some threes. But who's going to hit the mid-range jumper? Who's going to box out, make sure that they're not getting 2 or 3 attempts at the basket? Who's going to take care of the basketball the best and not turn it over? And who's going to execute the game plan? Because I guarantee you, both of these coaches have game plans that they think will be successful against the opponent. And whoever does it the best is going to win the basketball game.
You know, every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. You can bank on Osgood. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Say, would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Market is at your service. This market's Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. And the Anna Market's the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. Remember, the marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. The strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine right at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market. Fort Laramie Long Shot Raffle coming up this July during Liberty Days in Fort Laramie. We've got tickets being bought right now. Top prize, the 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. That's right, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 truck. Drawing during Liberty Days in July. 2,000 tickets will be sold. 4% chance to win. Attendance not required. $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Again, our Fort Loramie game sponsors, these three with us each and every Fort Loramie game all year long. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Well, the American flag has been lowered. We are nearing our national anthem, starting lineups. All of that's next. We'll return in a few minutes. Tip-off, Fort Loramie Jackson Center. It's a lower bracket sectional championship here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Here are your starting lineups for the Fort Loramie Redskins, attired in the road black, red numbers, outlined in white. Caleb Maurer, nearly 19 points a game, 6'1 senior wing player. Ryan Holscher, 6.5 a game, 6'3 senior guard. Ethan Kaiser out front, 5'11 senior, at about 10 points per outing. Logan Eilerman, 6'4 senior along the front line, along with Austin Kleiman, a 6'5" senior. Eilerman had 6 points, 5 rebounds. Austin Kleiman is right around 6 points and 4 rebounds per game. For the Jackson Center Tigers, opening five is as follows. Nolan Fark, 6'2 senior guard. Jace Mullenauer, 5'10 senior out front. Grant Elker at a wing, a 6'2 senior. Bryson Roberts, a 6 foot senior at the point position. And Camden Reese, 6'3 senior in the starting five for the Jackson Center Tigers. By way of points per game, Mullenauer is up there at 15. Fark a little over 11. Camden Reese at 7. During the regular season games between the two clubs, Jackson Center got nice contributions off the bench from Lucas Heitkamp and Lucas Hartle. We'll see If those two young men make a difference in this game tonight, Jackson Center a little bit deeper than Fort Loramie. Opening tip is won by Caleb Bauer, the Redskins. He catches the ball on one bounce on the sideline, and then a dipsy-doo move into the lane, and he banked it in to get the Redskins off to a roaring start. 2-0 Fort Loramie. Camden Reese, right corner, feeds Bryson Roberts. 16-foot jump shot, swish. Tied at 2.
There's your jump shot we talked about.
Yep. Good start. Each club, 1-for-1. Caleb Maurer simply beat Jackson Center down the floor once he garnered the opening tip. Here's a 3-ball straight away by Caleb. Got it. Got it. Caleb Maurer hot at the start. 4-2. Fort Loramie, apparently his toe was on the line. Rule just the deuce. 2-pointer on the board. 4-2. Fort Loramie leads it by a bucket. All four by Caleb Maurer. Here's Camden Reese in the right corner. Starts a drive. Feeds it across the bottom of the lane to Grant Elkert. Opposite side of the court. He makes a long 2-pointer to tie the game right up.
Just have a game where nobody misses a shot. That'd be fun.
4 shots. 4 makes. Game tied 4 each way. Austin Kleiman high. Gives it to Caleb Maurer. They clear out for him. Around Fark, below the rim, in trouble, stepped out of bounds.
He had the initial move. If he could have gotten the shot up at that point, once he got forced to the baseline, he had nowhere to go.
Good help defense. Nolan Fark came over, and that caused Caleb to go all the way beneath the backboard. He ran out of real estate. In the post is Molenauer. Oh, is he quick? He goes to work on Ethan Kaiser. Spun to the move in a heartbeat and laid it through. Fine post-up move. Low block left side. Jace Molenauer. He scores any way possible. 6-4, Jackson Center. 2 minutes gone, opening period. Points coming fast and furious. Ethan Kaiser, right side of the lane, pulls into the paint area. Fadeaway jump shot, wide to the left. Here's Molenauer on the giddy up down the floor for the Tigers. All the way below the rim, hacked on the arm. Two shots coming. Both teams want to get out and go.
Yeah, I mean, both teams. That's weird to say about these two teams from the past, but this season they both like to run.
A couple of free throws here for Molenauer for Jackson Center. And he rolls it around on the iron right down through. 72% free throw shooting clip for Jackson Center this year. Molenauer, 82. He doesn't miss often. Second shot by Jace on the way. Yep. Nailed them both. 8-4, Tigers. Jackson Center scored 6 of the last 8. Or I should say 8 of the last 10, in fact, after Fort Loramie got a 2-0 lead at the start. 5:44 to go here in the first quarter. Holscher, baseline left. To Kaiser in the left corner. Around and out on a trifecta. Rebound tipped away to Fark. Down to Molenauer. Boy, he darts into the lane. He's got a quick initial step. Fort Loramie choked him off 10 feet away. He threw it back out to Camden Reese. Around Austin Kleiman. Reverse layup, a beauty. Jackson Center putting on a clinic.
Well, he definitely has the quickness advantage against Kleiman.
10-4 Tigers. 5:12 to go, first period. High right, it's Caleb Maurer. Maurer flipped it outside the arc to Kaiser. Straight away, Logan Eilerman. Guarded there in the play for Bryson Roberts. Here's Elkert on Kaiser. Austin Kleiman 30 feet away. And the Reese comes out to greet him. Clear out for Logan Eilerman. Fade away bank shot from 12 is in. Logan Eilerman on the button.
Not seen that shot out of him. That was a heck of a shot.
10-6 Tigers. 4:42 to go, first quarter. 35 feet away, it's Camden Reese, guarded by Logan Eilerman at the Fort Loramie. Camden goes right around him. A blow by to the rim. Oh, he blew it. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer scurries ahead. Pulls up behind the screen. High right to Logan Eilerman. Back to Caleb. 10-6 Tigers, 4:21 to go in the first. Straight away, Austin Kleiman, a big 5-0 on his back. Kleiman comes out to catch the throw from Maurer. Ball dealt to Holscher, 25 feet away. Molenauer on him loosely. Right wing, Maurer. Maurer dances, foul line, fades from 18. It rimmed, lipped the iron, and came out. Camden Reese on the giddy-up down the floor. Right wing to Elkert. Now Bryson Roberts. Elkert, deep right corner, lobs inside to Camden Reese. Guarded by Fort Loram. He's climbing around him, up and in. Logan Eidelman came over. He was too late. Couple of nice buckets by Camden Reese here in the last minute and a half. 12-6 Jackson Center, 3:34 to go, first quarter. Caleb Maurer, 25 feet away, off the back flange, way up in the air. The ball strikes a cable above the backboard, out of bounds to Jackson Center, which leads it 12-6. Timeout called by Fort Loramie. 3:28 to go, opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Do you need the right solution for true comfort? Well, you better call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect. Call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Another blow by by Camden Reese. He missed another one. He's made two of the four, yep. The two toughest shots he scored on. That one came off the ring. Rebound to Fort Loramie in the half court to her right.
If there's a chink in his game, it comes down to he misses too many blow by layups, misses way too many.
2:45 to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie got the first goal of this game in the opening 10 seconds. Only 4 points since. Ethan Kaiser on the arc, picked up by Grant Elkert. 30 feet away is Holscher. Holscher gets a high screen from Kleiman. Deep right corner, Maurer. On him is Fark. Mullenauer shades that way too. 2:20 left here in the first. 12-6 Jackson Center. Maurer gave it up, got it back. Hit the elbow on the right. Spins, doesn't shoot. Ball dumped down inside to Austin Kleiman. Left-hand hook, no, but a foul on the Tigers. Austin Kleiman toes the stripe.
Yeah, Platfoot put two hands on him. Didn't need to. That was going to be a tough shot, but he bailed him out by fouling him.
Redskins don't shoot fouls as well as the Tigers. Fort Loramie down around 63-64% of the year. Caleb Maurer nails free throws at an 80% clip. Foul shot to Austin Kleiman is pure.
His free throw shooting has looked pretty good, especially here in the tournament.
He has a smooth stroke. 12-7 Jackson Center, up 5. 2:16 to go, opening period. Very close to a packed house here at Pickwa's Garber Gym. Second shot, Austin Kleiman on the way. He's got them both. Tigers lead the Redskins by 4, 12-8. Camden Reese brings the ball down the floor. Big number 34 met at the top of the key by Austin Kleiman. 6'3 against 6'5 and a half. Here's Fark at the elbow on the right. Awkward turnaround Jay from 16. Barely gets to the rim. Hasty shot to Jackson Center. Fort Loramie gobbled up the rebound. And Caleb Maurer went across midcourt, blazed a trail down the lane. A lot of contact. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting or on the drive.
No, called it on the floor.
It is on the drive. And Fort Loramie will inbound below the rim to the left of it. Maurer will pitch it in play. Minute 55 to go in the first. Maurer lobs to Austin Kleiman. Shaken away to Camden Reese. Ball goes into backcourt. Kleiman knocks Reese down. Kleiman scrambles and gets the ball. Oh, was that ever a melee? Could have been a foul or two call. They were ignored. And Fort Loramie sets up shop in the half court, leading before 12-8, 90 seconds to go in the first.
Well, I heard a rumor that Loramie might pull it out and try to hold some basketball tonight.
And right now, Caleb Maurer is at the center timeline, hanging on to the leather. Ball is under his left forearm.
And the clock is working its way down to a minute 13, minute 12, a minute 11. In the four meetings this year, or I should say in the two meetings, 4 point totals this year, the two clubs average 45 points a game. Of course, Jackson Center won both, scoring 50 and 49 in the two contests.
And well, we've seen this before, and my personal opinion, these kids didn't come here to get this far to stand and hold a basketball. Just my opinion.
Fort Loramie darned and determined to not allow Jackson Center to get 50 here tonight. 30 seconds to go, first period of play. Jackson Center 12, Fort Loramie 8. Redskins' Caleb Maurer holds the ball near midcourt. Nolan Fark is a good 10 feet off of him, not in guarding position, so there is no 5-second count. Down to 17, 16, 15. Corey Britton gives instructions to Ethan Kaiser. We're down to 9. Kaiser sets a screen for Maurer. He veers right. Back to Ethan. Long 30-footer. He buried it! He buried it with a second to go. Nolan Fark throws it up from 60 wide left. 12-11 Jackson Center by 1. Ethan Kaiser scorched the cords on a long, long bomb just before the first quarter horn. 12-11 Jackson Center after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires has got Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Mineral, Goodrich, and more within a few miles. Free pickup and delivery at M&A in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Gethy at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Camden restarts the second quarter. He burrows into the lane, stops 6 feet short, gives it up, gets it back. Fires left corner, Nolan Fark. High left to Bryson Roberts. Roberts thought about hoisting the three, didn't do it. Fark on the outside, spinning through the top of the circle. 5 second count, Fort Loramie. Good defense for the Redskins. That was a close
quick five.
Nip and tuck, 5 second
quick
call.
Five. I think he was counting by threes.
7:36 to go here in the second quarter. Jackson Center 12 and Fort Loramie 11.
Aiden Worman now in the game coming off an injury. They need him for their depth.
Aiden Worman, senior for the Redskins, on the floor. Suffered a lower leg tendon injury. It recurred in the last couple of weeks. He is giving it a go here tonight. Worman, a 6'1 senior. Top of the circle is Ethan Kaiser on a weave to Caleb Maurer. Wow, Fark went high on top of the screen. Maurer beat into the rim and scored! 13-12 Redskins. Fort Loramie scored, let's see what, Chuck, about 9 of the last 10 points.
Yeah, it was...
6:42 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 13, Jackson Center 12, and the Tigers, frustrated, throw the ball around the arc into the left corner. Good defense for the Redskins, and the ball sails out of bounds. Jace Mullenauer gets a respite. Reed Blackfoot in now for Jackson Center. Worman at guard for Fort Loramie. Couple of changes here in the second period of this game. Here is Fort Loramie nursing a 1 point lead. It is Maurer behind the arc to Kaiser, left corner Logan Eilerman. So far, Fort Loramie's got a nice variety of scoring.
Eilerman, deep left corner. He scored a basket. Kaiser's been on the mark. So has Caleb Bauer. Free throws from Austin Kleiman. That's the kind of blend Fort Laramie needs. Redskins patient with the ball at near midcourt. 6:10 to go in the second. 13-12 Fort Laramie. And Caleb Bauer decides to retreat and hold it about 5 or 6 feet across the center line. Clock winding down, 5:56, 5:55. Hand off to Werman. Werman gives it right back to Maurer. Nolan Clark comes out to check him. Maurer starts to drive. Pulls up outside the lane. Takes it to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. Tiger fans wanted a walk. Looked like a good offensive move. 15-12 Fort Laramie. Caleb Maurer appears to be primed tonight. Ball thrown to the post to Reed Blackfoot. Goes to work on Austin Kleiman. On the arc to Grant Elkert. Back to Reed. Baseline left. 6'5", soft, Reed Flatfoot on the court. Straight away, Camden Reese to Bryson Roberts. Fadeaway jumper behind the foul stripe. He nails it. A good looking shot by Roberts. Wow, Bryson Roberts took the pass, came off the curl in the top of the key. Fading backward, pumped it home. 15-14, Fort Laramie. 3-point lead shaved to 1. 4:56 to the opening period. Caleb Maurer again. 28-footer straight away. Off the rim, backboard. No. Nolan Clark blisters a trail. Down the floor for Jackson Center. Into the lane. Maurer blocked it. It goes out of bounds. Last year, these two clubs played a sectional championship right here. Jackson Center eked it out by 1. Jackson Center beat Fort Laramie by 8 and by 12 during the regular season this year. Here is Fark deep in the right corner on top to Reese. Kleiman meets him at the foul line now. Camden wants to drive back to the basket in the paint. Hooks it left side to Grant Elkert. Now Camden Reese gets it again. He goes to work down on Kleiman. Low on the block left side. Fort Laramie fans wanted steps on Camden Reese. Kleiman went up, got some ball, some arm. No travel violation. Foul, Austin Kleiman. 2 free throws here for Camden Reese.
He did block the shot, but he also bodied him.
Free throw by Camden Reese is good. Did he shuffle before he went up?
I didn't see it, maybe.
Fort Laramie fans.
Of course they did.
Thought so for
they
sure.
They didn't think they did. So there you go.
Yep.
Half the gym went great call. The other one went bad call.
Yep. Official was on it. Called the foul, not the walk, which preceded the other. Couple of free throws by Jackson Center are good, and the Tigers sneak ahead by 1. 16-15. 4:16 left second quarter. Caleb Maurer outside the arc to Ethan Kaiser on a weave to Ryan Holscher. It's a figure eight weave about 10 feet from midcourt. Bad pass by Maurer. Intercepted by Mullenauer. Down the floor, crammed. Out of bounds by Maurer. Mullenauer tried a left-hander on the dead run. Maurer with good timing swatted that thing off the end of the court.
Well, there's one thing about Maurer. He can jump.
He's got hops, that's for sure. Straight away, Camden Reese for Jackson Center. He retreats. Tigers up 1, 16-15. 3:50 left, second period. Bryson Roberts picks up his dribble. Hands off to Nolan Clark. Coming out to catch Camden Reese. Deep right corner is Blackfoot. Back to Camden. That appears to be one of the objectives of the Tigers, is get Camden into the paint and go to work. Deep left corner, pass to Mullenauer. Mullenauer jettisons up a long three, high off the iron. Rebound yanked down by Logan Adaman of Fort Laramie. Up to Caleb Maurer. 3:22 to go, first half. 16-15 Tigers. Holscher ahead of the key. Guarded tightly by Mullenauer. Right corner, Austin Kleiman. 35 feet away to Holscher. Holscher on the bounce at the Indians logo, near center circle. 3:03 left. Holscher outside the lane of the left. Oh, he slid. He definitely walked. It was ignored. Now Caleb Maurer hangs on 35 feet away. Coming out to hand check him and foul him is Camden Reese.
Silly foul.
It's common.
3 on the Tigers, 2 on the Redskins. 2:51 to go, second period. 16-15, Tigers up 1.
35 feet away from the basket. Don't really need to foul somebody.
Fort Loramie's led to 3. Jackson Center bolted to a 6-point advantage at one stop. Midway through the first, here's Kaiser high left, straight away to Eilerman against Bryson Roberts. Eilerman dipped the shoulder, didn't drive. Threw it left corner to Kaiser. Here's a hedge by Platfoot on Kaiser, who goes to the foul line. Sends it out back to Holscher. Shot fake. Below the foul stripe, into the lane. Had a 10-footer, didn't take it. Threw it back out to Plyman. A restart. Here's Caleb Maurer. He drives down the right side of the lane. Platfoot with a swat out of bounds. The sophomore got a mitt on that one and drove it against the Pickle Indians mat at the end of the court. 2:15 to go. Second quarter. Scoring pace has slowed way down. 16-15 Tigers. Ball lobbed in to Caleb Maurer, 25 feet away. Reese on him. Maurer lifts the shoulders, doesn't shoot, starts a drive, goes to the rim, he's defended, missed it, got it back, shot no good once more, tight defense Tigers, Caleb complained he was fouled, no whistle, boy you gotta be strong tonight.
You better be strong.
Here's Park at midcourt for Jackson Center, which is up 1. A minute 50 to go here in the first half. Bryson Roberts at the elbow on the right. Fadeaway, 17-footer. Bingo!
Wow.
Bingo! Bryson Roberts shooting at an excellent pace.
He's got 6.
He's on the mark. 3 tough twos for Bryson Roberts in this game so far. Jackson Center 18, Fort Loramie 15. A minute 26 to go, first half. 6 straight points for the Tigers. Ethan Kaiser outside the lane to the right, veers to the corner, goes to Caleb Maurer. There he goes to work down the lane. Might have gotten away with a walk. He shuffled in the lane area, stumbled, was eventually fouled, and threw in a Herculean basket to make it 18-17. Whistle blew. He's at the stripe for a 3-point play chance.
That was athletic right there. He did travel, but boy, that shot, you talk about an athletic play.
How did he maintain his balance? He walked, then was contacted 2 or 3 times and delivered a 2-pointer. He converts on the 3-point play chance at the stripe, and we're tied up at 18. A minute 12 to go, first half. What a game. Roberts to midcourt for Jackson Center. Greeted there by Logan Eilerman. Mullenauer and Fark at the elbows, either side of the key. Fark comes out to catch. Kaiser on him. Fark spin move. Nolan's had a couple of forced shots. That's about it.
And scored.
Kaiser 30 feet away on Fark. Fark left foot on the Indians logo. Reed Blackfoot's got it. 6'5 soft. Here's Roberts with 38 seconds to go. Roberts 30
foul.
Feet away, and he is grabbed on the shoulders by Logan Eilerman. That is the team's 3rd, 4 on Jackson Center. Neither club in jeopardy of putting the other in the bonus in this first half. Only 7 fouls called. 36 seconds to go in this first half. Roberts at midcourt for Jackson Center. Continuing to hammer the basketball on the floor. One dribble after another. 22, 21, 20. Logan Eilerman about 8-9 feet away from Bryson Roberts. 14, 13, 12. Head coach Scott Elkert bellows out instructions. We're down to 7, 6. Here's a weave to Fark. Fark 25 feet away to Bryson Roberts for a 30-footer. He overshot it. Rebound deflected out of bounds. Off to Plyman. Buzzer sounds. That's it. First half over. Nothing decided. Jackson Center 18, Fort Loramie 18 here at the break. Heck of a game tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. So you'll be all smiles with the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing. You see when Gus Geyer started Geyers, he was smiling too, treating every customer with great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online too at Geyers, GAIERS Inc.com. 18-18 deadlock after two quarters of play. Jackson Center 18, Fort Loramie 18. Seesaw first half. Jackson Center led by as many as six, as I recall. Fort Loramie up the three. Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work. Halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Schniffel Construction in Botkins. 18-18 tie, Chuck.
Well, not a lot of missed shots, so not a lot of rebounds. Jackson has a 6-5 rebounding advantage. Loramie has the only offensive rebound of the game. Turnovers, 2 for Loramie, 2 for Jackson. Again, both teams taking care of the ball. Nobody missed a free throw. 3-3 for Loramie, 4-4 for Jackson Center. Individual scoring for the Tigers, Bryson Roberts was 6. Camden Reese was 6. Mullenauer had 4. Elkert had 2. They scored 12-6. 18 for the half. On the other, on the other side, Caleb Maurer with 11. He had 7. He outscored Jackson 7-6 in the second quarter. 3 points for Kaiser, 2 points for Logan Eilerman, and 2 points for Austin Flyman. They scored 11-7, 18-18 at the half.
Very interesting game. Fort Loramie showing signs of trying to shorten the game, compress the clock. They held the ball probably all told on two occasions for a couple of minutes anyway. And the end result, 18-18 tie. We've got one that might go right down to the wire. This is the closest, clearly, of the three games played between the two teams this year.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, I heard rumors about a possible holding the basketball if the situation was right. At the quarter, they held it for like a minute and 45 seconds and ran a play, got Kaiser an open three, and he cut it to 1 at the end of the quarter. So, I mean, it was effective, and not my eyes. Not my style of basketball, but got them. They're tied at halftime.
It is 18-18 Jackson Center in Fort Loramie. That's our halftime report brought to you by Schniffel Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way in raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC Soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio, is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We welcome you back here to Pickwa's Garbery Gym. 18-18 tie. Fort Loramie Jackson Center, seconds away from the start of our second half. Hey, we offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect. Protecting your home, vehicle, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie. We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax. We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss. Roderman in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group with offices in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese,
R-U-E-S-E. That's R-U-E-S-E. InsuranceGroup.com. Call Roderman Insurance, 937-295-2131, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie. We've got a passion for what we do, and it shows. A passion for defense, but Jackson Center on Fort Loramie's first offensive set of the third quarter results in a charge on Logan Otterman.
Yeah, Bryson Roberts took the charge. It was close.
Here's Jace Mullenauer straight away for a three ball. He's got it. He's got it. 21-18 Jackson Center. Mullenauer all net. That shot was perfect.
He plays his best basketball usually in the second half, so we'll see how this goes.
Austin Kleiman on the arc for Fort Loramie. Hand off to Logan Eidelman. On a weave to Ethan Kaiser. Sets up and shoots the three. Ooh, it curled around and came out. Rebound to Nolan Fart. That was one of those criers.
Yeah.
As Al McGuire used to say, it was on the rim, on the rim, on the rim.
I loved Al McGuire.
And then it came off. Camden Reese has an avenue to the rim. Late dish down inside to Roberts. On the arc to Elkert. This triple is good! Jackson Center explodes for six straight points to open up the third quarter. Good ball handling, fine passing, seeking the open man. Six-point lead, Jackson Center, 24-18, matching their biggest. 6:36 to go in the third. Caleb Maurer, head of the key, left side pass to Kaiser. Austin Plyman comes out to catch. Boy, that's the thing about Jackson Center. So many long-range shot makers on the floor at one time. Everybody can drain it from distance. Here's Holscher, head of the key for Fort Loramie. Sizes up a long three. It hit the backboard first, then the iron. Came off to Camden Reese. Up to Nolan Fark. 30-footer. Got it! Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Jackson Center crowd goes berserk.
Three threes coming out at halftime. Boy, what a baseball bat to the head that is.
Unbelievable. 27-18 Tigers. 2 minutes gone. Third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Oh, is it raucous here at Pickwick Garbery Gym after three made trifectas by Jackson Center to kick off play here in the third quarter by three different shooters, right, Chuck?
Yeah, it was Fark and Mullenauer and Grant Elkert. And Loramie needs to answer this trip.
5:55 to go, third period. Jackson Center 27, Fort Loramie 18. Here's Caleb Maurer firing behind the arc. 24-footer hit the back frame, kicked way up in the air. Camden Reese soared to reel down the board. Tigers up 9 with the ball. Out of the timeout, Fort Loramie ran a play for Caleb Maurer. He was available, could not connect. Good overplay and a steal by Caleb Maurer. Snatch it from Fark. Driving layup is in by Caleb Maurer. That's a big turnaround right there.
This kid is playing like he doesn't want it to be his last game, that's for sure.
27-20. 7-point lead, Jackson Center. Roberts on the arc, bobbles the ball. Holscher grabs his arm. 5:12 left to be played, third quarter. Jackson Center 27, Fort Loramie 20.
Loramie does not need to get a bunch of fouls there early and then let Jackson shoot free throws, because holding the basketball will be Jackson's deal.
Yep. Jackson Center's ploy often is, we'll get to the one-on-one before you do, and Scott Elkert's teams take advantage quite often. Here's Elkert on the arc. Grant Elkert thought about shooting, didn't. Gave it up to Camden Reese. Back to Grant. Two team fouls on Fort Loramie in the first 3 minutes here of the third quarter. Fark, 25 feet away, starts a drive. Closed off by Ethan Kaiser. Back out to Bryson Roberts. Behind the back on the dribble.
spin move at the elbow. He stumbled and walked. Good call.
They should have had the ball earlier because Mullenauer double dribbled and they didn't call it, so they got it just later in the possession.
4 minutes, 38 seconds left in the third quarter. Jackson Center 27, Fort Laramie 20. Caleb Maurer walks up to the timeline. There'll be no holding the basketball now by Fort Laramie.
Well, I will be surprised if Laramie doesn't answer because they're playing really well.
Austin Kleiman gives it up to Caleb Maurer, and he hoists a three off the iron. Backboard, rebound Camden Reese. Up the floor to Mullenauer. Oh, look at him go to work. Down the lane. Good for two. And a foul. Jace Mullenauer turned on the afterburners. Away he went. He started 25 feet away, and it was a blistering pace into the bottom of the key. Reversed it with the left hand, tagged on the arm. 9-point lead, Jackson Center. Foul shot will make it 10. It is no good, too hard. 29-20 Tigers. Just over four to play, third quarter. Maurer to midcourt. An 11-2 run, but Jackson Center to open the second half. Kaiser needs help on the arc to Caleb Maurer. Fark chases him. Maurer almost goes below the rim. On the arc to Logan Eilerman for a triple. Much too hard. Weak side rebound, Mullenauer. To Camden Reese, to Bryson Roberts. Roberts, stutter step into the half court, lets it fly. Good! Woo! Again, Jackson Center's got shooters everywhere.
Four of them have scored hit threes in the third quarter here.
3:31 left in the third. 32-20 in favor of Jackson Center. Caleb Maurer's got it 25 feet away. Left-hand dribble into the paint area. Walked a couple times, and it's called. Amazing start to the second half. The Jackson Center, four different perimeter shooters have pumped home three balls.
Well, that's what we talk about. They've got more than Mullenauer out there, that's for sure.
So tricky to defend. It's a case of pick your poison on the arc. Grant Alkert comes out to catch with Jackson Center leading by a dozen. Here's Mullenauer, lowers the right shoulder and forearm right into the chest of Caleb Maurer. Offensive foul.
Good defense by Caleb.
3:08 to go in the third quarter. Jackson Center's got a 12-point spread. Maurer walks it to the timeline. Well, Redskins cannot afford very many empty possessions in this game. Top of the circle, Logan Eilerman peers inside to Plyman. Left flank to Caleb Maurer. Maurer on one man, another. Laid it up off the iron. No, but a foul. He was challenged and cracked on the arm at the rim. A couple of free throws for Caleb.
I'm not sure what your choice is because right now Nolan Fark cannot match the quickness of Maurer. He's getting around him every time.
But the Redskins are clearing out one side of the floor, letting Caleb isolate, and then he does his thing. Free throw is up and in.
He's got 14.
32-21, 11-point edge, Jackson Center.
So if my math is correct, that's two-thirds of their points.
There you go. Right on. Second shot by Caleb is perfect. 32-22. We've got a 10-point game. Jackson Center in the lead. Substitution. Bryson Roberts on the court for Grant Elkert.
Should have been a horn and didn't. But the referee should see, if they're shooting free throws, they should see the person at the scorer's table. There's three of them.
Reed Platfoot's come in now for Jackson Center. 6'5 soft. Tigers ball after two made shots, but Caleb Maurer at the stripe. A long three right wing. Bryson Roberts dead on. Oh, it rimmed and came out down below the cylinder. No on the shot. Fort Laramie tries to make hay on this possession. Down 10, 2.5 to be played, third quarter. Maurer 35 feet away, right side to Kaiser. Gets a screen from Logan Eilerman. Popping out to catch Carter Gasson, sophomore in off the bench. Here's Caleb Maurer angling down the lane, off balance, rimmed it, no good. Rebound Camden Reese. Bounce pass right wing, broken up, stolen. Good play by Logan Eilerman. To Maurer, to Eilerman. He powers to the rim. Camden Reese on a block.
Wow.
Loose ball, Jackson center possession. We've had about seven or eight swats near the basket in this game.
Man, both teams are just playing. It's like they do not want this to be the end.
Each club so athletic. Loose ball in the half court. Jackson center is able to rake it into the Tigers' possession and then get a timeout. A minute 47 to go. Third quarter of play. Tigers up 10. Hey, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins, and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. Omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak at 4. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better. It is Jackson Center inbounding the ball. Three team fouls of the Redskins. Two team fouls on the Tigers. A minute 36 to go, third quarter. Jackson Center takes time off the clock, up 10, 32-22. Oh, Jace Mullenauer's got an opening, streaks down the lane, laid it up short, no good. Loose ball, rebound, Tigers, but I don't think Mullenauer reestablished himself.
That's what the call was.
He went out of bounds after missing the shot. Stepped back in, got the loose ball rebound. Didn't get 2 feet on the court of play before gaining possession. Good call by the referee. 10-point contest. Fort Loramie needs a bucket here. Logan Eiderman straight away. Left side, Caleb Bauer. Long cross-court to Ryan Holscher. Shot fake. Redskins need to get him going.
He hadn't scored. They need him to get to. He's not even really looking at this point to score.
Reese on Eilerman. Ethan Kaiser, 30 feet out, starts a drive. Goes to Carter Gasson. Now Caleb Bauer. 30-footer by Caleb. He swished it. Caleb Bauer from long range.
He's got 18.
32-25. Bauer with 18 of the Redskins, 25 points, 46 seconds to go in the third quarter. Reed Platfoot posts up, goes to the rim strong, missed it. It glanced off the board and rim, but somebody hacked him.
Well, they called it on Eilerman, but I'll tell you what, Platfoot hooked him to get around him. They missed that one.
A couple of free throws for Reed. Let's see if Jackson Center could be the beneficiary of a foul in the paint. The sophomore Reed Platfoot hits the front rim, back rim, and it's no good. Reed Platfoot made a couple of really crucial free throws late in the season in the Jackson Center win up at New Bremen. We're stuck at 32-25, 41.7 to go in the third. Foul shot good, and it's 33-25, 8-point game. Redskins roll the ball to midcourt. Caleb Bauer lets it go. It's at the timeline. He picks it up. Down the right side to Holscher. Holscher 30 feet out. Austin Plyman straight away. Hand off to Caleb. Fakes right, goes left. They clear out. All the way to the rack. It's good. Nolan Fark got a piece of him. Count it. Plus one.
He is beating Fark to the left every time, and Nolan has not adjusted. And I don't know where the help defense is on the backside, but there is none.
The Tigers have four other defenders and a couple of them down lower, just simply getting screened off.
Yep.
And Caleb Bauer.
Let's give Bauer credit, man. He's having a ball game.
Yep, Bauer is taking the ball from 30 feet away all the way to the rim, and he completes the three-point play. Foul shot is in there. And Fort Loramie's crept back within five, 33-28. A three-point play the old-fashioned way by Caleb. And a three-point bomb. Camden reached the midcourt. Nearly shoved Carter Gasson. 17 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead, or I should say Jackson Center in the lead by five. It's been as much as 10. 6, 5, 4. Camden Reese against Holscher. Lob down inside to Bryson Roberts. Oh, a tough shot. Oh, a tough shot. He made it right before the buzzer. He was in a thicket of players. Two black jerseys on him. A one-handed reception. He flung it off the window and in. Buzzer sounded, and we go to the fourth. Jackson Center up 7, 35-28 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all and very well. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Medications packaged by day and time. Local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 weekdays and 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. And Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel sharp and look sharp, too. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Well, we've got a little bit of a controversy to start the fourth quarter. Nearly an over and back called against Jackson Center. But Fort Loramie's Logan Eilerman is called with a foul away from the ball, and it's number four.
Boy, I was watching. I sure didn't see that. And if there was any contact, it wasn't something you should call in this game. But that's four fouls. That hurts them.
And not very many fouls in this game, but four have been consumed by Logan Eilerman of the Redskins. Five team fouls in Fort Loramie. Keep track of that number. Jackson Center, two from being in the bonus. 7:36 to go in the game. Here's Fark, 30 feet away. Rotating out high, picked up by Ethan Kaiser. 7-point lead, Jackson Center. Fort Loramie had trimmed it to five. Late in the third before a buzzer beater by Bryson Roberts. Oh, look at that play by Camden Reese. He went into the lane, a little jump stop, and then banked in an 8-footer. Wide open, Austin Kleiman down low for Fort Loramie. He catches 6 feet away, handcuffed, clobbered. Uh-oh, the out official comes in to signify a walk.
I think he was right.
Before the foul, that may have been the correct call for sure. Tough one to take for the Redskins because Austin Kleiman did get belted from the backside. He had two free throws coming in the act of shooting, but he shuffled before releasing the basketball. 6:58 to go in the game. Tigers up 9, 37-28. Grant Elkert on the dribble. And we've got a 5-second call on the home team wearing white. Grant Elkert was bouncing it feverishly 35 feet away, but in the eyes of the official, was being well guarded, wasn't making progress toward the basket. Turnover, Redskins possession. Let's see if they clear out once again for Caleb Maurer. We'll see if Jackson Center gives Nolan Fark some help. Maurer's been deadly on that drive, starting a good 30, 35 feet from the floor. Maurer jumps, shoots a three ball. He drills it. He was extremely well guarded. He lifted off the floor, rose up over the top of outstretched fingers of Nolan Fark, and connected. 6-point game. Mullenauer below the rim. Starts to go too quickly. He dropped it out of bounds. It's given to Jackson Center. The outside official will change it. He does.
You got a referee on the baseline looking right at it. You got a guy comes in to correct it. Same guy that came racing in and called the travel on Plyman. Let's let the other two guys have a whistle, too.
6:17 to go here in the fourth. Jackson Center, 37. Fort Loramie, 31. Far right flank, it's Holscher. Popping out to catch Ethan Kaiser on the dribble.
to Maurer to Kaiser. Baseline drive to the rim. He is receiving a blow in the right arm. Yep, it's a foul. Very, very good play. Kaiser had the ball in the corner. Gave it up to Caleb Maurer on the arc and went right back to Ethan. They shaded toward Caleb. Ethan had a crease develop along the baseline. He was pounded on the arm, awarded two free throws. He arches it up and in. Fort Loramie sneaks back within 5, 37-32, 6:06 to go in the game. Second shot by Ethan Kaiser of Fort Loramie. How many players, Chuck, have scored for the Redskins in the second half? It's been pretty much Caleb Maurer.
That was the first 2 points for anybody else since the first quarter.
My, oh, my. It's been the Caleb Maurer show tonight for Fort Loramie. Ethan Kaiser sinks a pair at the stripe. Four-point game, 37-33. Five team fouls in Fort Loramie. Four in Jackson Center. 5:51 to go. Camden Reese, 30 feet away, hangs on, weaves it to Fark. Fark being pursued by Kaiser at the Pickwindians logo. Handoff on the play to Camden Reese. Reese has bumped by Plyman. He nudged him a little too aggressively. Common foul, number 6, on Fort Loramie. Next one is shooting. Jackson Center now in the bonus. Reed Platt put for Grant Elkert for the Jackson Center Tigers, who inbounded halfway up the side in half court. It goes into Plattfoot. He spins on Plyman. Fades away. Banked it. Short, no good. Rebound Plattfoot. Tip by Plyman. Plattfoot gets it back. He's below the rim. And then he releases on the arc to Fark. Jackson Center had a shot at 2 points in close. Here's a pass down the right side, broken up by Plyman. It goes out of bounds.
Boy, Loramie's defense has picked up, and Jackson not handling very well right now.
Yep, last year, Jackson Center in the tournament advanced an 11-point lead at the start of the fourth quarter, and then Fort Loramie pressed and pressed and pressed, and Jackson Center turned it over. Fort Loramie got back in the game and eventually went ahead late. 5:05 to go. In the fourth, Camden Reese at midcourt, guarded by Gasson. On the arc to Roberts, right back into Camden, around the sophomore Gasson, coming over to help is Maurer, who blocks it. Caleb Maurer blocked it. Here he goes down the floor quickly, underneath the Holscher, and Holscher fakes, and a Jackson Center player topples on his back. It's shooting, two shots for Holscher. What a defensive play by the Redskins down to our right.
What a block. He had left him, was going up for the layup, and Maurer came out of nowhere to block that shot.
Caleb Maurer is putting on a show tonight. Fort Loramie down 4. Free throw, Holscher is good. 37-34, Jackson Center up 3. Tigers have led by as many as 10.
I think they were up 12.
Was it a dozen?
I think they had a 12-point lead.
4:49 to go here in the fourth. Second shot by Holscher. Yes, sir. 37-35. Keep in mind, Jackson Center's in the bonus. Ball inbounded to Camden Reese. Picked up by Gasson. Gasson doing a sturdy defensive job on Camden. Into the top of the circle. Foul line. On a weave to Mullenauer. 18-footer. He hits it. Ice water in his veins. What a shot by Jace Mullenauer. Call him clutch. 39-35.
Yeah, he had 5 quick ones start to the third quarter, and he really hadn't shot it again.
Jackson Center up 4. Long 3. Left corner of a Holscher. It's deflected. Mullenauer leaped high into the air and got a piece of it. What a block. What a block by Mullenauer after a great 2-point field goal. 4 minutes to go. 4-point lead Tigers, 39-35. Fort Loramie cut it to 37-35 with 4:20 to play. And now Austin Plyman nicks Reed Plattfoot out on the arc, sending Plattfoot to the stripe for a 1-1. Oh, it is crucial time at the free throw line now. Let's see if Jackson Center can deliver
Logan Eilerman on the floor for Carter Gasson. 39-35, Jackson Center up four, 3:58 to go here in the fourth. Foul shot, flat foot, dips his knees, 1-1 bonus, and he nails it. A big two-point basket by Mullenauer. Significant free throw here by Flatfoot. He earns the bonus. Jackson Center up five. Make it six. The sophomore delivers, and he steps off the floor. Lucas Hartle checks in for Jackson Center. Hartle on the hardwood for the Tigers. The 5'11 junior in for this defensive possession at least. Ball walked to midcourt, but Maurer, 3:54, 3:53 to go. They clear out. Down the right side of the lane goes Maurer to the rack, up and in off the window. He's unstoppable.
Yeah, he absolutely is. 26 now.
Jackson Center's help side defense simply getting walled off. 4-point game, 41-37. Interception by Holscher. Holscher, one on two. Split two defenders. And scored! Holscher took it 60 feet. Ryan Holscher. Big steal. 2-point hoop. 41-39. Timeout called. Tigers up two. 3:31 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It is loud here at Pitwest Garber Gym. Jackson Center inbounds. Tigers a moment ago enjoyed a 6-point advantage. It's now down to two. 41-39. 3:24 to go, fourth quarter. Five team fouls on the Tigers. Seven on Fort Loramie. Camden Reese hands the ball off to Reed Flatfoot, high left against Austin Plyman. Spin move, left side of the lane, on the arc to Roberts. Short corner, hits a play underneath. Mullenauer receives the ball and lays it in. You talk about teamwork.
Well, what a pass by Roberts.
Woo. Terrific dish by Bryson.
Well, he brought Maurer over to help, and that left him wide open for the shot.
Mullenauer drives, throws left corner to a teammate. Long three ball by Kaiser, short. Rebound dug out by Austin Plyman to Gasson to Kaiser. Possession still alive for the Redskins, who are down four with 2:41 to go. Maurer dribbles against Fark, shoots a 36-footer. Oh, my goodness. Short to the left. Rebound down to Mullenauer.
That would have brought the house down.
4-point game. That might have been out of Maurer's range. Offensive foul midcourt on Camden Reese, and that's a very poor call.
What a terrible call. Absolutely terrible call. This guy's been horrible all night. Don't know who he is. Shouldn't be doing a tournament game.
Two minutes, 23 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center Tigers 43, Fort Loramie Redskins 39. When we return, Fort Loramie possession on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Hey, if you are looking for work, You better check out Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, general laborers, clerical associates, who earn up to $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion with 20 offices throughout Ohio, including Sydney on Ohio Avenue, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to ApplyOhio.com. Register today. ApplyOhio.com. Spherion, it works. After the timeout, the Redskins ran a play for Caleb Maurer, and Jackson Centerchuk had no choice but to foul him about 6 or 7 feet away from the basket, and he sinks the first free throw.
And that last charge call, besides being horrible, was the fourth foul on Camden Reese.
Caleb Maurer puts the second free throw gently up on the front rim to the back rim. Kerplunk, it falls through. 2-point game, 43-41. Jackson Center in the lead, 2:05 to go. Roberts to midcourt, picked up by Holscher. Roberts almost lost it, gave it off to Camden Reese. Reese 35 feet out, spin move on a weave to Mullenauer. Left side it goes to Blackfoot. Look at him drive down the lane, and he's undercut and fouled. He'll shoot two. I tell you what. The sophomore, 6'5", Reed Blackfoot.
Not afraid of taking the moment, is he?
No, he took the bull by the horn, and he found a lane to drive through, and right down that avenue he went, middle of the paint area. Was upended about 4 feet from the basket. Shot didn't go in, but he's got 2 free throws. 8 fouls on the Redskins, 7 on the Tigers. 1:51 to go in the game. 43-41 Jackson Center. A couple of free throws here for Reed Flatfoot. Jackson Center has been on top most all of the way. Free throw by Reed Flatfoot is good. Oh, is this sophomore going to be outstanding or what?
He's 4 or 5 from the free throw line in a huge game.
He's already pretty daggone good. The 10th grader has made some crucial free throws this year. That went a little short. What do we have? Whistle, lane violation on somebody. Uh-oh, Fort Warner stepped in too soon.
Same official. My goodness.
That's a reprieve for Jackson Center. Blackfoot's second free throw hit the front rim a few inches shy of the mark. Here it is again, and he's got it. That was a make-good free throw for Blackfoot. That point could be significant. Lead back to 4. Makes it a 2-possession game, 45-41. 1:47 to go. Maurer to Kaiser to Holscher, 30 feet out. We got a moving screen. We got a moving screen. And Logan Eilerman's gone. He fouls out.
That was, yeah, that was number 5.
Wow. Jackson Center's in the driver's seat now. Next foul on Fort Loramie is double bonus. 4-point lead, Tigers, 45-41. Mullenauer to inbound for Jackson Center. Halfway down in backcourt. Goes to Camden Reese. Carter Gasson on him. Camden Reese dribbles up over the timeline. Dropped it off his foot. It goes into backcourt. Reese reaches for it. Prevents Fort Loramie from picking it up and going on in to make a layup. But when Reese touched it, it was over and back.
Boy, Carter Gasson making life miserable right now for Camden Reese.
Oh, yeah, he is giving his all. What a standout defensive performance by Carter Gasson of Fort Loramie off the bench. 4-point game, 45-41, 90 seconds to go. Tigers ahead before. Caleb Maurer against Spark, 30 feet away. Caleb shakes left, shakes right. Far left wing to Gasson. Now Maurer near midcourt. He wants to drive, can't do it. Gasson shoots a 3. It rimmed, no good. Great rebound by Blackfoot over the back on Fort Loramie. That shot by Carter Gasson was down in the well and snapped out of there.
That was a good shot, boy. Good form, just did not drop.
four on Austin Plyman. Logan Eilerman is fouled out. 1:09 to go in the game. Reed Platfoot again toes the stripe. Jackson Center ahead before, 45-41. Foul shot to Platfoot. Double bonus. He's got it. 46-41. Tigers lead by five. 69 ticks left on the clock.
6-7 from the free throw line now for Reed Platfoot.
Platfoot again for Jackson Center. High off the back frame. Rebound jerked down by Holscher of Fort Loramie, which trails by five. Up ahead to Maurer against Fark. Maurer down the right side of the lane. Back to the basket. Fade away. 17-footer. Wow. What a shot. What a shot.
My goodness.
Caleb Maurer drilled it fading backwards. It looked like he was taking a dive off a diving board, only in reverse.
Have you seen anybody have a better offensive game this year than what he's having right now? Unbelievable.
A minute left. About a minute. Scoreboard clock is counting down during the timeout.
Yeah.
46-43. Jackson Man. Center. Hey, don't forget Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street, right across from Brookins. They've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway, doing business for four decades. We'll style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie.
57.1 seconds to go in the game. Is it we just watching a repeat of last year?
Yeah. Yep. 3-point lead, Jackson Center. These two clubs played a thrilling one-pointer, as Chuck noted, 1 year ago. Jackson Center won it. Tigers beat the press down the floor, driving to the rim. Camden Reese laid it up, no good. Stick back missed on the play, but Platfoot. Platfoot again. He is nailed from the backside. As that shot rolled off, any one of the three could have gone in. None of the three did, but Jackson Center toes the free throw line with 49.4 to go. It's Reed Platfoot once again. And he makes it. Front rim, backboard, and through. Wow. Reed Platfoot off the bench, and he has become a star in this game. He's an important part of this 4-point lead right now, Chuck.
I'd like to say that's the future you're watching, but right now he's also the present.
Yes. He knocks them both down. How about that? Sophomore Reed Platfoot drains two. 5-point game. 48-43, 49 seconds left. Here's Caleb Maurer in backcourt for the Redskins, up over the timeline against Fark. Maurer shoots a 38-footer. It is off the back frame. High for the rebound is Fark. Foul Fort Loramie. Maurer's shot was dead on the money.
It was.
Fine trajectory online. Just hit down inside the cylinder off that back frame. Kicked out. Fark at the line. Double bonus for Jackson Center. 41.2 to go. Tigers lead by 5, 48-43. And we'll try to seal it at the stripe down the stretch. Free throw by Fark is swished. 49-43. Tigers to the line so many more times tonight.
Oh, much more. Yeah, the Loramie's 10 for 10. They just haven't shot it as much.
Fark nails them both. Jackson Center owns a 7-point cushion, 50-43. 38 seconds to go in the game. Caleb Maurer, 35 feet out. Dribbling. Fark and Reese on him. Caleb Maurer to the right corner. Spin move. Dumps it cross court for Kaiser. Triple. Got it. Ethan Kaiser fires in a three ball. Timeout called. 27.1 to go. Jackson Center 50 and Fort Loramie 46. What a fantastic game this has been.
That is the last timeout for Loramie, so they cannot stop it. They need to try to get a steal on the inbounds. Don't let much time go off the clock and then foul somebody. Preferably not Platfoot.
Beautiful job there by Caleb Maurer to unload the ball cross court. It was
four people on him.
It was a seed. He threw a laser a good 30-35 feet cross court to Kaiser, who caught the ball chest high in shooting position and popped in a trifecta, and it's a 4-point game. Hey, you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. First, major price cuts on DeWalt power tools. Second, you receive free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Soft closed doors and drawers, 17 colors. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. And third, you can also save big bucks on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. In stock soon at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Guess what? With 22.9 to go, Jackson Center inbounds and turns it over.
Yeah, they pressured Reese. Think of it, two people on him, and I think he got bumped a little bit, but you got to be stronger than that.
Fort Laramie down four with the ball. 22.9 to go. Ball at side court. It's entered by Gasson, deep into backcourt to Maurer, who comes across the timeline. He's 30 feet away, 20 feet away, bolts down the lane, lays it up short with the left hand, rebounded by Jackson Center, and a foul is called.
Keep your head up, Caleb. You're the reason that it's only a 4-point game, son.
13.1 left, 50-46 Tigers. Caleb Maurer found a crevice in that Jackson Center defense like he's done all night, and he bolted to the rim with the left hand, got to the other side of the iron, avoided the block, laid it up just a tad short. Double bonus for Camden Reese, and he pops in the free throw. Timeout, Jackson Center. 51-46 Tigers with 13.1 left.
10 of 11 from the free throw line for Jackson here in the fourth quarter. They're just making shots.
That will win you a game every time. Recipe for success. And as you advance now to a different court, the UD Arena,
yep,
for the district, and then on to Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. You've got different shooting backgrounds. The gyms are unusual. Bleachers at some ends, at some courts, a lot of expanse behind the basket.
They sell Dippin' Dots.
Yep, there you go, Dippin' Dots. But Jackson Center has really responded at the stripe.
They have, and I'll tell you what, Caleb Maurer, that left-handed shot that just rolled off the rim right there, he's going to think about that. He's got 30 points. He's got 30 of their 46. He has been, if it wasn't for him, this would be a 25-point game.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. What a night for Caleb Maurer. He's at 30, the Redskins 46, as Chuck pointed out. The Jackson Center has taken advantage of virtually every single opportunity at the free throw line here in this fourth quarter. Second of two for Camden Reese, 13.1 left. He drills another marksmanship at the line for the Tigers. 3-point game, 11 seconds to go. Caleb Maurer with a long, high-arching 40-footer off the rim, backboard no good. Rebound Mullenauer, and that's it. Jackson Center defeats Fort Laramie in a classic here at Garber Gym on the campus of Pickle High School. 52-46. Tigers are triumphant. Ethan Kaiser, Caleb Maurer, two seniors embracing there for the Redskins at midcourt. Ryan Holscher, a senior. Of course, Ethan and Caleb, 12th graders. Darren Eilerman, a senior. Aiden Worman, a senior. Logan Eilerman, also a senior, as are Isaac Radiman, who suffered the knee injury late in the football campaign and eventually set basketball aside. He, too, a 12th grader. What an athlete is Isaac. Austin Plyman, Carson Plyman, also seniors. Jackson Center victorious. They had to earn it. It was not easy. Tigers were pushed to the limit and nipped Fort Laramie by a 52-46 final.
You know, for a brand to stand out, it must not be perceived as any other store or website. It's got to be trusted by its customers forever. And that's the case with Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center and agents Greg and Ryan Woolley, offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured you are properly insured. Allen Ball is independent, offering coverage through several reputable companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Give Allen Ball Insurance a call at 937-596-6712. They'll be more than happy to meet with you, to know you, and understand your insurance needs. Trust and count on Allen Ball. AllenBallInsurance.com, AllenBaugh, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, doing business for over 55 years in person and with a handshake. All I've got to say, Chuck, are three words. What a game. I'll say it twice. Six words.
What a game.
What a game.
28 of 31 from the free throw line for the two teams combined. is that a basketball game or what? It came down to them just making a few more free throws. Fort Laramie needed to get somebody else involved a little bit offensively.
Yep.
But Caleb Maurer in his finale got 30. If there's better in the area, offensively especially, but he had three or four block shots. The kid was just a machine tonight, and he really tried to will an upset, but just couldn't quite pull it off.
Caleb Maurer officially with 30 points, right,
30,
Chuck?
Yep.
Jackson Center's high score. Did Reed Platfoot make it to that plateau or no?
Reed Platfoot had 10, he had 8. Okay. He had 8 from 10 from the free throw line. They were 16 of 19 as a team. But when we get to the Clancy's, he and Bryson Roberts are going to be my two Clancy's players of the game.
Okay.
Roberts was just phenomenal early, and then Platfoot stood up there. The sophomore just made free throw after free throw.
52-46, Jackson Center edges Fort Laramie in a terrific lower bracket sectional championship game here at Pickwa's Garvey Gym tonight. Keep abreast of our scoresbroadcast.com website. We will keep you informed over the next 24 to 48 hours as to our coverage next week. No game Monday, no game Tuesday. We'll have a Division IV boys district game on Wednesday night. It could be Rushi, might be Jackson Center. Outside chance they both play at the UD Arena on Wednesday. That one for sure, more than likely Rushi. There's also a time slot scheduled for Friday at the UD Arena. Over the span of those 2 days, Chuck, or I should say those 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there are 6 games, 3 Division IV, 3 Division III. That's how they're doing it.
Yeah, you know my feeling on that.
Rushi, which won last night over Bodkins, draws the winner down at Troy tonight between Cedarville and Springfield Central Catholic. And the opponent for Jackson Center is Cincinnati College Prep. That's the district foe for Jackson Center next Wednesday or Friday night.
I saw a team picture of them, and they don't look like they're prepping for college, but that's just my opinion.
Oh, my goodness. Again, your Clancy's Award winners this evening are?
Well, I mean, we had 13 points from Mullenauer, and he would get it most nights, but Bryson Roberts had 11. Camden Reese had 10. Reed Platfoot had 8. All on the free throw line, and 7 of them in the fourth quarter. So I'm going with Roberts and Platfoot for Jackson Center. I don't think we have to talk too much on the other side. Caleb Maurer, 30 points. Ethan Kaiser had 8 in his last game, his swan song for the Redskins. He played well too. But Caleb Maurer is my player for Laramie, so it's Roberts and Platfoot, and then it's Caleb Maurer on the other side.
Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney, underwrites our star of the game. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, three more wins in sectional tournament play here at Piqua for the Jackson Center Tigers, who have won sectional tourneys here at PHS 10 of the last 12 years, about a 94% winning percentage for Jackson Center during that stretch of time here at Piqua under head coach Scott Elkert.
Right.
Remarkable showing. So difficult to get out of Piqua. It is one of the most competitive, well-played D4 sectional tournaments in the state of Ohio.
Well, like we talked about before the game, what you run into here 90% of the time is you're playing a league team for the third time. They know you. I mean, you know them, but they know you. They were motivated tonight. They gave Jackson a punch in the mouth to start the game.
Yep.
Caleb Maurer was just a force all night long, but just too much depth for Jackson compared to Loramie, and I think that was the difference at the end.
Now, in guarding the Tigers, it's pick your poison. And one critical stretch there in the second half in the span of about, 4.5 minutes or so, four different three-point shooters for Jackson Center threw in long bombs. Fort Loramie didn't know who to put more pressure on because Jackson Center is so versatile and skilled all over the court at gunning in jump shots and threes.
Well, it was tied at the half, and Jackson came out and hit three guys, hit three threes, and all of a sudden, just like that, it was nine. And give them credit. Boy, did they come back. They could have easily said, okay, that's it. But I don't think Caleb Maurer was going to allow that tonight.
No. Uh-huh. Fort Loramie Redskins wind up 18-7 on the year. Lost a sectional final here 1 year ago to Jackson Center at the buzzer. Lose again this season in a close call to Jackson Center. Dropped two regular season games this season to the Tigers by 8-12. But head coach Scott Elkert knew that Corey Britton's team would be a real tough customer tonight, and the Tigers got everything they wanted from Fort Loramie, no question about it. Jackson Center, thanks to great free throw shooting and rock solid outside shooting, as Chuck noted, to start that third quarter, do win by six after Fort Loramie what, at least three times there, Chuck, in the fourth quarter, bounce back from 8 and 6 point deficits and get it to two.
Yep, they got back twice. They could just never get over the hump. They didn't get it tied, and they couldn't get the lead. And that, when you're coming back, it wears on you. And if the other team is making free throws and you're down, you're in trouble.
Once again, thanks to our Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game, Fort Loramie contests only, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Once again, stay abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll update our broadcast schedule for next week. Action for certain on Wednesday. Excuse me, there will be at least one game on Wednesday, maybe two. One of our sectional winners here at Piqua will be on the court at the UD Arena on Wednesday. If not both, then the other one will play next Friday at a time to be determined. We do know that Rushi will play, the winner of tonight's game at Troy, between Springfield Central Catholic and Cedarville. In Jackson Center, tonight's winner here over Fort Loramie by 6 will meet Cincinnati College Prep at the district at the UD Arena. Again, those two games played on Wednesday and Friday. Next Thursday, from Vandalia Butler, airtime at 5:30 for the first of two girls D4 regional semifinals. I think Minster was playing Marion local.
They were tonight. The winner of that's going to get Tri-Village. No bargain there.
Nope. And then Rushi and Fort Loramie both won this afternoon at 1 and 3 o'clock at Troy. Fort Loramie defeated Covington easily. Rushi pulled away from Legacy Christian and won easily. So it's the third meeting of the year for the Rushi and Fort Loramie girls in the nightcap of two next Thursday night at Vandalia Butler. Tip-off at 8, airtime 7:30. More than likely we'll cover game one at 5:30, featuring Tri-Village against the winner of Marion Local and Minster.
Yeah, I tell you, if it's Marion Local, Tri-Village is going to run into some defense that they're not used to seeing.
Yep, sure will. So again, stay abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. Winners next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We will follow thereafter. Great online audience tonight. I saw a text from someone at the server site in Virginia for Christian Netcast who said we had over 3,000 IP addresses at one moment early in the fourth quarter of tonight's game. A tremendous audience. Thank you so much for you who joined us. The scoresbroadcast.com for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Bryant Billing this afternoon pinch hitting for me down at Troy while I was doing some behind-the-scenes production work. This is Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Piqua. Final score again, Jackson Center 52 and Fort Loramie 46.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.